The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
No, AI, we don't want you to be like a companion. My fucking God.
Leave us alone.
Please and thank you. Although I do use ChatGPT way more than I should.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's getting out of control. Did you see that Vogue? They released their issue and it was AI model.
Yeah, that's...
Come on, so like, weird. You're taking jobs away from people, you know?
But also, like that one specifically, it's like, they're not humans. Like,
right. Like, women have such high expectations on body issues, and, like, you're gonna
just
use fake images.
Feed the narrative. Feed the narrative.
Great.
Just give it to them. Okay, yeah. How are you? Well, actually, welcome, everyone. Welcome back.
It's been so long.
It's been very, very long. Which, by the way, reminds me of, like, when are you coming to visit me in Miami so we can record soon?
But
we're also going to see each other in October, too. But if you want to come in August.
I said I would come this month. So you have to let me know.
Okay. Well, it's been a while, everyone. Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome to the show Must Go On.
I am Tracy.
And I am Nikki. And we're so glad to be back. Although I'm tired as fuck, I'm so glad to be back. I was like, I have this one more thing to do. I have to record podcasts, but I don't mind it, you know?
Because it's fun.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun. Yes. Exactly. You
know? I mean, we're talking to a friend, right?
So. Exactly. And all these creepers that are listening to.
My favorite creepers.
How have you been, T?
Good. So I know we took a little break because we were both going out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the West Coast. I went back to Oregon, where I'm from, and my sister still lives there. So I went to visit her. And
how was that?
And her wife, my sister-in-law. It was Melinda's birthday, so I surprised her. I scared the shit out of her.
Really?
Yeah, I literally, like, popped out of the corner, and she was like, ah!
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God, I'm actually really so sorry that I scared you. But no, she was very happy. She was surprised. It was nice. I got to see
how are the doggies? Yeah,
I know. I mean, what we really care about,
the stars of the show.
I know. I love my sisters, but I love the dogs.
Yes,
so they love me. I'm sorry, but I'm sorry. Yeah, they just wanted to, like, cuddle with me the whole time, and I was fine with it.
It's so nice.
I understand why people have a dog or a cat. You know, like, just something.
Just a dog.
Yeah. Well, when cats are, like, well-behaved and they'd like to cuddle, you know, just something to, like, you watch TV or you relax and you just, like, have a companion there. Like,
I agree. It just makes such a difference.
Yeah.
Makes such a difference. I want one so bad. I keep looking at adoptions.
I can't freaking wait. I hope you do. And then I'll come to Miami even more.
You're like, now I'll really visit. Not before.
Yeah, if you and Trey are going to DR, you need me to dog sit.
Yeah,
I'm there.
You're like, I'm gonna come visit the dog.
Yeah. Oh, and you, sorry.
And are you gonna be there?
Literally.
I want one so bad. Oh, I'm so glad you had a good time with the puppies.
Yeah,
little
it was
babies.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Tell me all about your trip.
I also went to the West Coast, but a different part, a little bit more south.
And way hotter and dry.
Okay, so I went with my girlfriends, like from when I was a little kid, my childhood friends. We went to see
The OGs,
the
baby.
OGs. These girls are my sisters since fucking forever, you know. We went to see the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere in Vegas. First, Vegas, so much freaking fun. It was hot as fuck. It was 107 degrees outside. So we weren't outside that much. We like just to cross the street. But even like to get from hotel to hotel, we would do either monorail or, you know, we try to avoid it as much as possible. It was very sauna. It was giving sauna the whole time. 'Cause like you come out and you're like, why do I have a hair dryer on my face? Like that's how bad it was. Like eyes itching. I felt like my contact lens were melting onto my eyeballs. Like
Oh my
that's how
God.
bad it was.
I mean, it's hot, baby.
It is very fucking
Desert.
hot. Yeah. But then we did go to the Backstreet Boys concert and
And
just
it was all
everything was
worth it.
better, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like concerts have been ruined because now the
Oh.
expectation of concerts is just like so fucking high. I want to go see them again, and I'm not gonna be able to because they, you know, that it's a short, you know,
Yeah.
residency. I think it's only
Right.
until the end of this month. But they were exquisite. Like they were just perfection, the visuals, their harmonies, everything was just,
Perfection.
it healed us, you
Yeah.
know, because
Yeah.
none of us got to go when we were little. Like if I would have said that when I was 12, my mom would have been like, are you okay? Who do you think you
Yeah.
are? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was, and they sang all the fucking hits. They sang the whole Millennium album.
Oh, love it.
It was just so many things. I did see, I did hear Brian's condition when he was speaking to the audience. His voice, it broke my heart, you know, because he was definitely when they were singing, he was definitely fine, but when he speaks continuously, like his voice kind of like goes out completely, like completely goes away. So it's like some syllables you won't hear when he's talking. So it was very, 'cause I hadn't heard him talk, you know. I hadn't seen like interviews or anything. But they dance. Kevin, he's just like such a nice glass of wine that just keeps getting better with aging, you know? Gorgeous man. And I just still think he's the most beautiful man, you know? Alejandra went in there with her thinking like she's like, AJ, you know, that was my man. But she came out, she's like, we neglected Howie our whole lives.
That's
Have
probably
we
true.
aged so well?
Yeah.
I was shocked. And he was doing some hips movement that I was like, ooh, where did this guy come from? Okay, King, slay.
That's true. It's like how we progress with our idea of like what a man is. Because
Yes.
it's like when you're younger, you know, you think like, oh, Nick Carter, he's so
Yeah.
cute.
I was
And
never a
then now
Nick
you're like,
girly pop. Never. Monica
Howie,
was a Nick girly pop.
Brian.
Nicole was Nick too. My sister was all about Brian. But yeah, I always loved Kevin. Always. And I'm so
Yeah.
glad he still looks so good because I was like, okay, I
He
don't have
actually
to
looks like
regret
he hasn't
anything.
aged. Yeah.
And he's fun, and they're having fun on stage. And like, I'm so glad they're doing that. And there's feeling, you know, you could tell how grateful they were to still be doing this and to still have this amount of people. Like, the Sphere is 20,000 people, and it was full every day, you know,
Yeah.
it was
Wow.
packed. So, yeah, it was such a good time. It was really, really good.
That's
And I didn't get
amazing.
dizzy because I
I
I
was
went there and
wondering
I was
about
like,
that.
oh fuck. And Monica kept saying, you know, Monica's pregnant.
Yeah.
Monica kept saying, like, but what's I think I'm getting dizzy. And then Vera was like, but what's actually moving right now? And I was like, we're not moving. It's just the screens, you know? And the chairs
Right.
like vibrate too.
Oh,
It's
that's
like
cool.
very immersive. It's and the moment you walk in, you're like, am I in a different universe? And I'm talking about not just to like the like where the stage is, not that. I'm talking about where you're gonna get your drinks, everything. You're like, am I in the future right now? Like
Yeah.
that's how well made it is. Beautiful. So everyone, if you have the opportunity to go to the Sphere, please do it. It's very worth it. Very, very worth it. Hashtag recommend. We did go to Arizona after. We were on a fucking strict schedule. Nicole had us just waking up so early every day. I came back here and I was like exhausted for days. But obviously, a person that doesn't drink has all this energy, obviously, you know. We went to the Antelopes and we went to like Seven Magic Mountains and we did all the like fun touristy stuff. The Antelopes, it's owned by the Navajo family of the Native Americans, and they own a lot of that, like for miles and miles. They own all of the land. And it was
Good.
nice to hear about the history, you know, and all the stuff. And like we couldn't really take like videos because of permits. It's very like keep it as it is, you know, do not commercialize this shit. Like you can
I
only
mean, that's
get there,
nice.
you can only go in booking a tour with them. Was hot as fuck, but I'm very glad we did it. It was really nice to see. Yeah.
That's fun. That sounds like a great trip.
It was a great trip.
Yeah.
I wanted to drink more though. But I was drinking solo. So I finished the book.
Oh, good. Okay. What'd you think?
For the listeners, if you don't know what book I'm talking about, is Reaping on the Rising. Rising on the Reaping.
Sunrise on the Reaper.
Sunrise. Oh my fucking God.
That's okay. It is quite a title.
Yeah, Sunrise on the Reaping is basically a prequel for Game of Thrones. And oh my God, I
Hunger
can't.
Games?
Oh my God, Hunger Games. I'm so tired.
I don't want to be one of those people who's like
No,
correcting
you're
you, but
right.
I
The
was
games, the word games was in, it
yeah,
was a
no,
pun. Okay.
see,
Hunger
here's the thing is
Games.
like you're making sense. It's just like getting a little tangled. It's fine.
Sorry, it's been a
I
day.
know
I've been
you're
up
okay.
since 5.
I know, no, you're fine. You're okay. It's okay.
I was a prequel to The Hunger Games, not to Game of Thrones. Joffrey is nowhere near that.
Although that would be interesting.
Yes, but let me
How's
tell
that book?
you, that book was top. Loved every
It's
second
good.
of it.
Yeah.
It was very interesting to know Haymitch's story and understand his character and the shit that he's been through. And
The ending.
oh, yes.
So
Oh my
good. That's what really
God.
got me.
What a fucking mind fuck, too.
Yeah. When you think you can't hate President Snow anymore.
No, you just really, really do. And you know, I'm just excited to keep seeing the casting of this movie.
It's gonna be
I
so
feel
good.
like in my heart I want to see it next year. And I think that doesn't come out until 2027. But
I
what?
think it might be November 2026.
Don't
Let's
get me
hope. If they,
excited.
I know, if they stay on schedule and everything, let's hope. I think it could happen.
Okay. But I enjoyed it so much. I like devoured it on my way back on the flight. I think I had like 200 pages still left. Well, on the Kindle. And I was just like going through it fast, 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 fast. I was like, what's happening? You
It
know,
really
it's
is a page turner. if
It
you
is.
want to keep reading it. And I
It
just
is.
love that it's like not only Hey Mitch, but you have
Oh
other
my God, all
characters.
these characters that we already know from the
Right.
Hunger Games. So yeah, it was I cannot wait. Now I need a new book because I don't have anything. So you gotta tell me what
Oh,
to read.
all I've been doing is fucking reading, so I
Well,
got
you
you.
got yes, please.
I got
I
you.
need books that it's like that. I'm like I can't get enough,
Okay.
you know.
Okay.
I watched the new Final Destination.
Okay, yeah, me too.
Okay, good. What do you think? I liked it.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. I mean, the story made sense. I like
Yes.
that it like was, back years ago and sort of
Yes.
like
A
bringing into,
buildup. Yeah.
like current days and, and then also it kind of explained the coroner who's been in like all the movies. The like,
Yes.
creepy black guy coroner
Yeah.
who's like, oh, So it kind of explains his story too, because you're like, how does this guy know so
Keep
much?
yeah, and keep surviving left and right. We're like, how has
Right.
he not died? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that they
I
brought that
liked it
into
a
it.
lot. I have yet to watch the fourth one. Like, I have yet to rewatch the fourth one because I don't even remember it. That's how bad it was.
Skip
Because
it.
I know I watched
Skip
it a long time
it.
ago. I just don't fucking even remember what happens in this one.
It is the worst one. Listen, they're not like amazing movies,
No.
They're kind of
Some of
cheesy.
these deaths, I was like, damn, I forgot that they were like so graphic. Like ridiculously,
It's
yeah.
splatter horror. Like it's
Yeah.
supposed to be like intense. But the fourth one is just the acting. I know, like the acting is kind of like whatever with
Oh my
most of them,
God, the
but the fourth
acting.
one is so bad.
Oh, love that journey.
Just skip it. Just don't do it. Don't
I
even.
have to though, so I can really, really judge because I was watching it. I was rewatching them and I was like, oh my God, I forgot how bad the acting was. So I cannot wait to like watch the fourth one again and really judge. But
Yeah.
I wanted to bring this up because I just saw it today talking about very, very bad movies. War of Worlds. Of Worlds starring Ice Cube had received 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. So, yeah.
Is that even possible?
Well, it has
Apparently.
0% on Rotten Tomatoes and 11 on the audience. So, I think we should watch it.
Whoa! Oh my
It's on
gosh.
Prime Videos. I'm sure they're not gonna charge us.
I mean, 0%, they better fucking not.
It better be free.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Zero
Let's do
percent.
it. Let's
We
do it.
should, right? Okay, okay.
I say we just watch it and like see what happens. We could always tack it on a little bit with another episode or something if we wanted to, depending
I
on how much we
mean,
have to discuss. It could be
yes.
so bad that we're talking for an hour about it. Who
Exactly. So
knows?
I think that would be it. That will
Okay.
probably 0% is gravity. Like that's just
That
I
is
have
a
no
beef.
word.
I mean, listen, okay. Has I want to know, anybody out there, have you seen The Room?
Yes.
Not
Oh,
Room with
no.
Brie Larson,
You
not
mean
the Oscar nominated one.
the other one.
I mean, hello, Mark. Yeah.
That's your favorite movie, Tracy. Be honest.
Lisa.
Be honest. I know that's your favorite movie.
Listen,
So good.
because it's so bad,
Yeah.
which it's like that movie that probably has a higher percentage than zero, and that's like bottom tier film.
Yeah.
So
It is really, really fucking bad. It's like horrible.
it's so bad. So
Yes.
a zero, I'm actually
Yeah,
so
I'm like,
interested.
I cannot wait to see what this even is about, because I hadn't even heard that this was like, I didn't even know he was doing a movie, Ice Cube, you
I
know?
didn't realize he, I saw like a thing for it, and I was like, oh, they remade War of the Worlds,
Yeah,
because you know,
War of
like.
the Worlds, yeah. So we definitely have to watch it.
Okay.
But just letting the listeners know, today's episode is a little catch up because we need to reset to get back into it. So everyone's like, what are we discussing today? Not, we're just catching up right now.
If
I
anything, we could say it's a big recommendation station episode because
literally,
we
so
watched things, so.
talking about Recommendation Station, I watched Untamed
My mom watched it. It got a
on
second season.
Netflix. I went
So
in,
good.
it's very, very good.
Yeah,
I
I
went
know.
in, I didn't have like I went in blind because
Yeah.
like I chose it because it said that it was like number one. And I was hooked 3 minutes in. Very, it's very, very well done. And I mean, and I think it's also interesting because the leading guy, he's done stuff, but he hasn't done good stuff.
Eric Bana? You mean the Hulk? He was in Dirty John.
Yeah, but still, like, I feel like he's never. Dirty John was good, but he's just like, I feel like he never does, like, it's like he has potential, but like he can never get there. You know what I mean?
Yes, I just wanna. I'm looking up what else he's been in because I know he has been in a lot.
Yeah, like he's done so
So,
much, but never something really, really good. And I think this might be he's really, really good right now. This might be the best thing he's done.
you know, that happens. I feel like some actors, they're like a fine wine, like they need time to mature and to like.
But also,
Soak in
I feel like
experience.
it's also the project too. Like, this is a good show
It
for
was
him to
really
be
well
in.
written.
Yes, it was well written, and like I feel like the character is like him. He doesn't like yes, it challenges him as an actor, but it's something that is probably like easy for him to play, you know? Like it
Right.
ha it showcases his talent. I don't know how to explain it. I feel like
I get that.
he has done so much, but never something that you can be like, you know, this guy has a lot of potential, you
The
know?
time traveler's wife?
Oof. I know that movie.
The other Boleyn girl?
He was in it.
Yeah.
I love that movie. What did he play?
He was Henry Tudor.
Oh, yeah.
Munich, which is supposed to be like pretty good movie. He was in Troy.
Yeah, but no, it's like no, this
Black
one.
Hawk Down.
Okay, well, this one was like
Also, like he's the
his little
lead. It's
highlight.
just like a well-written show.
Yeah.
So this was his time to shine.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is his time, and I think it was a show that if they didn't write that character thinking of him, it was just very well casted for him. You know,
Nice.
so yeah. Have you
Okay,
watched
good.
anything like that good lately?
Let's see. I watched, it's like fairly new. It's a documentary on Netflix. It was about the Amy Bradley case.
Oh, can you tell me a little bit about that?
So I believe it was in 1997
I saw
and
the trailer, but I was like, I didn't know this story, or maybe I did, but I can't remember.
yeah, it's hard because it's unsolved too. That's the thing. So 1987, 23-year-old Amy Bradley goes on a cruise with her family. So it's her father, her mother, and her brother, who's like 2 years younger than her.
Okay.
And they're only like a couple days into the cruise. They're about to get to their first port
Okay.
destination. I forget where it was, like Aruba or something, right? And they're like an hour away from docking. And she had been out on the balcony. The dad said, like, he woke up at like 5:30, saw her out there, and she was sleeping. So he was like, okay, like, I'm not gonna wake her. She's fine. He probably went to the bathroom, goes back to sleep, wakes up at 6, she's gone. So they're like, okay, well, Misha went to get coffee or whatever, right? So they look for her on the ship.
Nowhere to
They
be found.
cannot find her. And that's not like her. She's very responsible. Like, she would let them know, I'm going somewhere, I'll be
What's
back.
your theory?
So it seems pretty prevalent that she was probably trafficked, sex trafficked. And I do believe that. Because people were saying, oh, she jumped overboard because she came out to her parents as lesbian and her parents didn't agree with that lifestyle. So she killed herself. But they talked to a girl that she had been dating and she was like, we were excited for our future. Like, there's no way, She had just gotten a new job. She had an apartment. She had a dog. I'm
Yeah, no,
sorry.
you
Like,
don't.
you don't leave the pups.
No, you don't,
They're
actually.
your babies, yeah. So just, I don't think so. I think she just met the wrong person on that ship.
It's
And
heartbreaking.
yeah, it really is
And
a
I
chore.
heard they've seen sightings of her.
And they do talk about that. And they
Okay.
interview people who've
Who
said that
has
they
seen her?
saw
Okay.
her. Yeah.
Okay,
So
so I need to watch it because I
yeah.
think I've heard about the case, but I feel like I've seen a lot of documentaries about it lately, and I'm like, what? Is it
Yeah.
because now we have so many platforms and maybe somebody can know something, or is
Yeah.
it just like a trendy topic right now,
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things too where it's unsolved, but it seems solvable. I think that's what's so frustrating. So it was really good, so I would recommend that.
Talking about documentaries, did you see what happened with the cult leader of the TikTok cult?
You had sent something
He
about
got
that.
arrested.
Oh.
Very much arrested. They
Woo!
found a lot of things on at his place of trafficking. But I don't know what's happening right now and like what's the next step. But
Yeah.
I'm only hoping that, this just opens like a lot of things, and we can actually see what he's really about,
Oh my God.
and all the things that all these people like said and they were not being believed. And I'm just very, very excited,
I mean, I think they have to get him at least on fraud or something like that. Like, that's usually, I feel like, one that they can go for because they follow the trail, right? Like, money, it's just so easy to do that. Sex trafficking might be harder, but let's hope so. 'Cause fuck that guy.
Yeah, oh no, 100%. Fuck that
Yeah, I
guy.
just and I hope like the people who are in it that they get out. Like now that their leader is gone, that they are just sort of their eyes open a little bit and hopefully can escape and just get out of it, But good news,
Hopefully,
finally.
yes. Hopefully that is what happens, that he just never comes out of jail.
Oh, I hope that gets put away for life, for sure. And I mean, even if it's like 25 years, like, he's not a young guy. So the hope is that he'll just die in there anyway.
He
Sorry,
should
not
just
sorry, piece of
die.
shit. Yeah, I mean, just like, it's gonna,
I get it. I get it. You're right. It's what you're saying is the truth, because we all
Yeah.
feel it.
I mean, if you're a terrible person, you should get what you have coming to you, which is terrible things.
Yeah. You is right.
Karma.
I wanted to bring up, because I think this matters a lot, The Emmy nominations.
Oh, of course that matters. Obviously. I mean, for those who have listened to our previous episode, we did discuss Paradise, which is a nominee.
Well, no, let's just go for it because I think you and I
Oh,
were
go.
both in the money.
I'm so proud of us.
Yeah,
Because
we
listen,
fucking rocked that prediction. Rocked
we
it
really
on a
did.
boat. We went back and
We were,
forth. We're like, we're
honestly,
here.
we were like Aaliyah on that bitch. Rock the
Yes,
boat, rock the boat.
literally.
I'm so proud of us because the thing is too, like, there's a lot of good TV out there. Let's be honest. Like, we're
Yes.
in this golden age era of like good
The
TV shows.
quality is high until you get to
It's
Final Destination, but we love it, you know. Final
those are
Destination
movies. Those are
four.
movies. Yeah. Oh my, okay. We're not even gonna talk about that. I can't wait for you to watch it again.
I'm
But
excited.
it's hard, I think, because there are so many
Good shows.
good shows out there, you know, good actors, good writing. So I think we did really well with our guesses.
Well, talking about that, so a lot of our predictions were exactly right. So we did have Abbott Elementary. This is like comedy category. We had Abbott Elementary, The Bear, Hacks. I mentioned Nobody Wants This, which I think you should watch,
Yeah, I still
Trace, because
do.
you will like it. Only Murders in the Building, you mentioned it. I haven't seen the past couple of seasons. We talked about Shrinking. We talked about The Studio,
Studio.
which I have a strong feeling it's gonna be the winner. And then,
I wouldn't be bad at it.
yeah, me either. It's just that good. And
It's
then we
very good.
have something that we haven't seen is called What We Do in the Shadows. Have you seen it?
You know what? I actually did start watching a little
Did
bit
you
of
like
it
it?
because it's on Hulu. Because it's an
Okay.
FX show. You can watch it on Hulu or I guess Disney Plus. It's funny, it's quirky.
Okay.
It's sort of like a mockumentary style. So like The
Okay.
Office or Parks and Rec. It is funny. I didn't watch too much of it, but it's good.
Okay.
It's a fun show. Yeah. It
Okay,
is
so maybe I
funny.
should like crack in that one.
Yeah, watch a little bit.
For nominees of comedy actors, they did Adam Brody for Nobody Wants This, Seth Rogen for The Studio, Jason Segel for Shrinking, Martin Short, Only Murders in the Buildings, and Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. Like, we were right on the
Wait,
money with
tick,
that.
tick, tick. Just
Yeah.
check them off,
Yep.
baby.
Then for leading actors in a comedy series, we had Jean Smart, of course. We have Ayo Edebiri. I cannot say her name, I'm sorry.
No, I think
The
that's fair.
Bear. We had Quinta from Elementary, Abbott Elementary. We had Kristen Bell. Nobody Wants This. And then we had Uzo Aduba, which I think you have put her.
I did not, but
You
I did
didn't?
see the show.
And you told
I
me you
did watch
liked
that.
it.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I have not seen it, so I didn't know. But she's nominated.
She was great in it,
I mean, she's
so
so good
yeah.
regardless.
I
Yeah,
mean,
she's
Crazy
very,
Eyes.
very talented. Yeah, oh,
I know. Yeah,
I
she's
love
really
that
good in
show.
that, so good for her.
For supporting actor in a comedy series, there's a bunch. And you know what I just realized that we forgot to when we were doing the predictions, we forgot to think about Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
You know, because
we do
Bowen
kind of
Yang
forget.
is nominated.
Yeah,
He is so fucking
I.
funny. Like,
He's the best.
he's so talented. He's
You
so
wanna
talented.
ask me if you could have dinner with anybody dead or alive, who would it be? Bowen Yang is on that
Bowen
list.
Yang. Oh, what an
Like,
angel.
obviously. Yeah.
But they put Ike Barinholtz from The Studio, Saperstein.
Which he was great. He was
He
really
was
good in
so
it.
good.
Yeah.
They nominated Colman Domingo for the Four
I saw
Seasons.
that. I mean, great. Great. I
Yeah,
love
we
it.
love
Yeah.
him. Yes. Harrison Ford, Shrinking. Jeff Hiller, Somebody Somewhere. I haven't even heard of this show. Have
I hear
you?
it's really good. Yes, it's on HBO.
Okay.
I have heard really good things about it. I haven't watched
Okay.
it yet, but I've heard really good things.
Ibn Mas Bachrach from The Bear, Michael Urie from Shrinking, is the gay guy, and
He's so funny. I love
he's
him.
so fucking funny. And
I mean, the
then
whole cast,
that
like
cast is
everybody.
top tier. I just feel like all these shows have such good casts right now. It's so hard. And obviously Bowen Yang from Saturday Night Live, which he's so talented. I want more of him on my screen.
Always.
And then for the ladies, we had somebody that you mentioned was Liza Colon Sayas from The Bear, Hannah Eivender from Hacks, Catherine Hahn, The Studio. She's so fucking good in that role.
I know, I love her.
Janelle James, Abbott Elementary, Catherine O'Hara, The Studio, Cheryl Lee, Abbott Elementary, and Jessica Williams in Shrinking. Dude, Jessica Williams has such good timing with her lines. I mean, everyone in this category is so good, but Jessica Williams' timing when she's
It's the delivery too.
yes,
Like just
she's
her
just so
whole thing.
natural.
Yes, yeah.
Oh God.
I
And I
know.
do love Cheryl Lee Ralph. She has won that a few times
Yes,
for Abbott
yeah.
Elementary. Every time she looks at the camera, I laugh so hard in that show.
I know.
Oh God.
See, and the thing is, like, everyone who's nominated, they deserve to win. So it's
They
like,
yes, and they have their thing
who?
that you're like, oh, they do this so well.
I
Oh,
know.
this is
So it's
hard.
like choosing who's gonna win.
Yeah. Well, we can talk about we'll just go over the nominees now, but I did download a couple of things. I have to read it too, of the rules of the Emmys. I found it
Okay.
on their website, but it was very detailed and I was like, I'm overwhelmed. So I just need to
That's fine.
really
You can
eye
send
it,
it.
eyeball,
You can send it to me too. I'll read it
Okay.
over. Do it.
Yeah, let me
Yeah.
know.
Yeah. Send it over. I'll do it.
So they had Jon Bernthal from The Bear. He plays the
Which
cousin.
he's in it not that
Just for like
much.
two episodes.
Like
They
a little bit,
obviously this is
but.
outstanding guest actor. They had Bryan Cranston, of course, for the studio.
If he doesn't win, though, I know we were just saying, oh, everybody does it, but if he doesn't win,
He is so. I need to watch that whole season again because it's just that whole season. I'm talking about they have many seasons. The one season, it's so fucking funny.
his performance is perfection.
It's so
Like,
good.
it's a master class in
So
acting.
everyone in this category, except for from John from The Bear, everyone in this category is from the studio. So we have Bryan Cranston, Dave Franco, Ron Howard, Anthony McKee, and Martin Scorsese.
Which, listen, they were all great, but Brian, because also it was
No,
a
Brian
physical
was just.
comedy. It was a physical comedy when they're in Vegas.
When he comes out of that room with the underwear and he's just dragging his feet,
Because
I
he can't
was
use his
like.
legs.
And it's also what makes it even funnier is that we respect him so much as a serious actor
I
that
mean, listen, Breaking Bad.
top tier.
Amazing. Yes. Oh my God. So it's like this is the complete
So
opposite.
I feel like seeing him play this made it even funnier for me. I
Right.
was like,
That's
I
true.
respect this old man so much.
Which,
And just
listen,
seeing him play that, it
this
was
old
just
man,
so good.
which, listen, he was on Malcolm in the Middle, which
Yeah.
is a comedy. Like, I
Comedy.
feel like that's where we were like sort of first really introduced to
Yeah.
him.
Yeah.
So his roots are in comedy.
Yeah.
So I feel like he's sort of like coming back to that because he has been in more like serious things. But it was the physical comedy for me too. It was
Yeah.
just so good.
So fucking good.
He better win. He's gonna win. He's gonna win. He'll
He
probably get out.
has to. I feel like he was the best from all of them. An outstanding actress in comedy series. We had Olivia Colman in The Bear and Jamie Lee Curtis in The Bear. She's so fucking good.
Like that, did you watch this last season?
Yes, I
Did,
did.
yeah. So when Cam goes over
Yep,
to talk to
yep,
her and she's
yep.
like basically apologizing for being a shit mom,
I was
like
crying
that
my
whole,
eyes out.
me too, that
She
whole
broke
scene I
me.
was like,
Yeah.
oh my God, because it's the whole like trying not to cry but you're crying,
And the
but you
way
have to
they make
hold,
her look to the makeup,
yeah.
it's just like a perfect recipe for her character.
Recipe.
Cynthia Erivo for Poker Face. I have not seen that show.
I haven't either, but I hear it's pretty good.
Okay, I guess. It just doesn't catch my eye.
Sure.
Robbie Hoffman for Hacks, which is that's Gabby Windey's wife, from Traitors, Gabby.
Oh my gosh. Oh
Yeah,
yes. Oh yes.
yes.
Okay. Yeah. Joy. All right.
Then there's Zoe Kravitz in the studio, which she was so
I
good in
mean,
it.
that episode when she is like on
Yes,
drugs, when
when
she's
she's
high as
so high.
fuck.
Yeah. And then Julianne Nicholson in Hacks.
Hacks, which, I mean,
And
Cam.
she's also nominated for drama actress
For Paradise,
for
which
Paradise.
she definitely should win for that. But her and Hacks was so
So
funny.
fucking funny.
And like again,
I
opposites.
wanted it in the bump. I wanted it in the bump.
Oh my God, that whole
Ah,
scene,
so
just
good.
amazing, amazing. Wow, that's hard, that
That's gonna be
category.
so hard. Some of these, I'm like, oh my God. So
Yeah.
I'll send in directing for comedy series. There's The Bear, Hacks, Mid-Century Modern, which I saw a few episodes, but it's very like 90s style. It's with Matt Bomer, Nathan Lane, and
Oh, yes.
what's his name? Something Graham, his last name.
Okay.
Their rehearsal is in it, which I want to watch. It caught my eye. And I haven't seen it
Yeah,
yet.
yeah.
And the studio is in Outstanding Directing. And then Outstanding Writing for a Comedy Series is Abbott Elementary, Hacks, Rehearsal, Somebody Somewhere, The Studio, and What We Do in the Shadows. And then we'll just go over the drama and then we'll drop it because that's not what we're here for. I mean, kind of.
I mean, a little bit, yeah.
For all nominees of drama series, have you watched Anwar from Star Wars?
Andor, I've seen the first season. I did not
Andor?
watch
Okay.
Andor. Yeah, I watched the first season and I liked it because I'm like not huge on Star Wars. Like I
Me
watched a few
either.
things,
Yeah,
but I
I'm
did
not
watch
into.
that. I did like it. I haven't watched the second season yet.
Okay. Well, they're nominated.
But I will. Yeah, I saw that and I was like,
Yeah.
oh, okay.
So The Diplomat is no nominated. The Last of Us, we call that one. Paradise is nominated. The Pitt is nominated. Severance is nominated. Slow Horses is nominated. White Lotus is nominated. I need to watch Slow Horses.
I watched the first season and
How
Gary
many seasons does it
Oldman.
have?
I didn't actually realize there was more than one, to be honest.
Oh,
I thought it
okay.
was just gonna be like a
The
limited
one.
one-off series.
Okay.
But I don't know if this is the second or third season, maybe. But Gary Oldman, I mean, he's a
Just
character
great.
actor.
Yeah.
He's, love him.
I
He's so
believe
good.
that he's probably doing a great job.
Oh yeah.
So, outstanding lead actor in a drama series was.
There you go.
You ready?
Oh, Noah.
A hot cup of chocolate.
Oh, Sterling K.
Yes. So Sterling K. Brown, Gary Oldman for Slow Horses, Pedro Pascal for The Last of Us, which I think his performance was really, really good this season. Adam Scott for Severance and Noah Wyle for The Pitt. Who do you think? Do you think it's gonna be Noah? Who? Gary Oldman?
Leaning towards Adam. for
I
Severance.
mean, yeah, he did really fucking good.
Especially to me.
With Severance, I was so mad at the ending,
I
because
know.
I was mad at his character. That I'm like, fuck it.
But I think the reason is because there's the episode where he goes to the cabin and it's like him recording and
The
then
back
him
and
talking to him.
forth was
I think that
beautiful.
alone, you
That
know?
makes the win. Yeah,
Yeah, because you're
I
literally,
agree.
you're you, but you're playing two different people, but the same version of one person. Like, I think that's so hard.
That is really hard. That's very, very
So,
hard.
I think I'm leaning towards Adam.
Okay. So for lead actress, we have Kathy Bates in Matlock.
Which kind of a surprise because I always think of like streaming services, and that's not a stream, it's on CBS, like prime time
Oh,
television. Like it's on at like
interesting.
9 or 10 o'clock on like a
And
Tuesday night or
she's been
whatever.
nominated for this before.
No, this is the first season. This was the first season.
Oh, so she won last year for something else.
Probably because it's fucking Kathy Bates.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't remember, but she won
She
for a series last year.
like a
Or at
limited
least
series
was
or something.
nominated. Yeah.
Right. Oh yeah, because she's the shit. But yeah,
Yeah,
my
she
mom
is the
actually
shit.
did watch Matlock and she said it's really good because she does sort of play like two characters
Ooh, love
in a
that.
sense. Yeah,
Yeah.
so good for her.
Okay, so Kathy Bates for Matlock, Sharon Horgan for Bad Sisters. I have yet to watch that. Britt Lauer for Severance. Bella Ramsey, The Last of Us. Kerry Russell, The Diplomat. I don't think Bella needed to be nominated. Oh, actually, yeah, she did. There's some moments that I was like, holy shit. And then supporting actor in a drama series, we have Zach Cher Sherry from Severance, Walton Goggins, The White Lotus. Like, we call all these motherfuckers out.
Yeah.
Jason Isaacs, The White Lotus, James Marsden, Paradise, Sam Rockwell, The White Lotus, Tramell Tillman, Severance, John Turturro, Severance.
Okay, this to me, one of the harder categories. Who?
Yeah.
Because they like all of them. You
How
see
are
all of
they
them and go,
gonna do that?
absolutely,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Yep.
Oh my
100% agree
God.
with you. Supporting actress in a drama series, Patricia Arquette for Severance, Carrie Coon, The White Lotus, Catherine Lanassa, The Pitt, The Nurse.
She's so good.
She
If
was
she
so
doesn't come back season two.
She is coming back for season two. She's already filming on set. The one that's not coming back is the black actress, the one with the really short hair.
Oh, the one who like miscarried and
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah,
I
I don't
liked
know
her.
why. I don't know if she just like decided to just not, or it was just written like that. I don't know.
Sure. Well, also because like again, this is a single shift that we're going to be in, so maybe she's like off that day. Maybe they'll like reference her or something, you know?
Yeah, true. That is true. I forget that it's just like a day shift. We have Julian Nicholson again for Paradise.
Ugh.
Parker Posey for White Lotus. Oh my God. Natasha Rothwell for The White Lotus. And Amy Lou Wood from The White Lotus. That's gonna be so hard.
Wow.
And like I'm so proud of us, because like I'm looking at it, I'm like,
I
I've
mean,
seen all of these performances. You know, like I'm not like, oh, I have to catch up, or like, you know, I'm like, I've seen all of it.
I think there's only like two, like What We Do in the Shadows and maybe Somewhere
Yeah, and Slow
are the only
Horses.
things. Slow Horses.
Yeah.
I need to watch The Last of Us.
Oh,
I have
you
a, I
must.
yeah,
You
I know.
must. It's good. Outstanding guest actor in a drama series, Giancarlo Esposito, The Boys, Scott Glenn, The White Lotus, Sean Hatozzi, The Pitt. He's like the other doctor that comes in later in the shift, to
Was
help
he the
with
one?
the, yeah.
He was the one at the
He was,
beginning,
yeah, and
right?
then
He
he
goes up
comes
to the
back.
roof.
Yeah. And then he comes back later in the shift to help with disaster that's
Right,
going on.
because all hands
Yeah,
on deck. Yeah.
exactly.
Okay.
Sean Hatosi, that's his name. And then Joe Pantoliano from in The Last of Us, he actually did really, really good. Forrest Whitaker, Andor. And
No.
Jeffrey Wright, The Last of Us. Oh, he was really good.
Dude, Jeffrey Wright is the shit. I love him.
Then outstanding guest actress in a drama series. Jane Alexander, Severance. Gwendoline Christie, Severance. Caitlin Dever, The Last of Us. She was excellent. I fucking hate her. Sherry Jones, The Handmaid's Tale. She was very good. Catherine O'Hara, The Last of Us. I love that she's getting all this recognition.
Oh, me too.
And
Me too.
Merritt Wever, Severance. She was
Oh,
so good. She was so
I love
fucking good.
her. Everything she's in, like
She's
she,
just a
it
good
turns to
actress.
gold.
Yeah,
Yeah. 100
100%. percent. Then outstanding.
Sorry, I'm actually surprised that Handmaid's Tale wasn't nominated for more, especially because I feel like when a good show is in its last season.
I'm really just realizing that you're saying that
Yeah.
now.
Yeah, like Elizabeth Moss wasn't nominated. The show overall, like for best drama, wasn't nominated. Like at
And
least
I
that, you
did
know?
you watch it the last season?
I know. I'm sorry.
You have to watch it. Watch it.
I know.
Watch it. I really liked it, and I like the way the show ends, you know.
Right. So you, yeah, I'm surprised that it didn't get more
Maybe.
accolades. But again, that's what I'm saying. It's so hard. There's so many good shows out there.
You did watch The Bear, right?
I did, yeah.
I wasn't a fan of this last season.
I don't think it was as good as the other seasons.
Yeah, it was too cheesy for me. It was too happy. And I'm like, I'm used to the anxiety with that show now, you
There
know?
wasn't as much anxiety. And for me, it's sort of dragging its heels a little bit, you know, like with Carmi being like, oh, I'm trying.
And
Okay,
then
well,
I'm leaving,
fucking
I'm
try.
leaving. Oh, God,
Yeah,
dude.
I know. There's like, get it together a little bit, you know.
Okay, so outstanding directing for a drama series, they have Andor. The Pitt is nominated twice, so I'm thinking it's two different directors. Severance is nominated twice. Slow Horses and White Lotus.
Shots
Outstanding writing
fired.
for a drama series. Andor, The Pitt twice, Severance, Slow Horses, White Lotus. So good. Outstanding limited or anthology series, Adolescence. I mean, it's right.
I mean, how could it
Black
not be?
Mirror.
Which this last season I
I
actually did
loved
like.
it. I was
Yeah.
gonna talk to you about it. We just watched
Oh,
it
you
and
did?
I
Okay, good.
loved it. I
Yeah.
loved every single episode.
Yeah.
Dying for Sex.
That's with Michelle Williams. It
Oh,
was, yeah, I think she's like, she has cancer or something.
Okay.
So I don't know
And
if she's
then
like,
she just wants to do it, I
yeah,
guess.
she's trying to live her life because I guess maybe she's on like a timer.
We will have to watch and judge. Then Monsters and Penguin. And talking about Adolescence, the kid was nominated. He's the youngest actor to ever
I
be
know.
nominated.
Good for, and this is the first thing he's been in. I mean,
He was
well, it
so
was a
good.
fucking juicy ass role. So, and he did do a really good job. I mean, I would never guess that this is the first thing he's been in. But
No, he
he
was
did
excellent.
very well. Yeah.
And just the last one, and then if you guys want to like know what else are the nominations, please look it up. So outstanding television movie was Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy. Did not see it. The Gorge. Did not see it. Did you? Mountain Head, I did see.
Oh, right. Yeah, with Steve
I
Carell
actually
and
liked it. Fucking ridiculous. It's very well done. Nonas,
that was cute.
and then Rebel Rich, which I did see and I
Oh,
liked
yeah,
it.
you did like that one. Yeah.
But yeah, there's like many more. I think you and I really nailed it in the head.
I'm proud of us. We did great.
The at most of the actors for like limited stuff, we did it perfectly. So
Yeah.
yeah, I need to watch Dope Thief though. I've heard a lot of great things.
What's that?
Dope Thief is on, I think it's Apple TV, and it's a limited series and it's nominated. No, the actors are nominated.
What?
Yeah. I can't believe Handmaid's Tale wasn't nominated. I just
Yeah,
remembered.
that's like the only one that I'm really like, especially because, like I said,
Did
they
they
like
miss
to
the
do.
cutoff though?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think they were like right before the cutoff. Like their last episode
Interesting.
aired before the cutoff was. So they technically, because they're there, they are nominated for like one
Yeah.
thing. But
Ugh.
yeah, I'm just
Wow.
surprised.
I need to
But
like find out because I think it deserved a nomination.
yeah.
At least like best drama show, even if they didn't win, you know.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, at least, yeah, best drama series, throw it in there.
Yeah.
I don't
And
know.
one more thing before we're done. What do you think about all these fucking sequels and that they're doing? Why is it like I'm excited about the Devil Wears Prada too, but I'm like, should I be excited? This is a film that shouldn't be touched.
That is usually my thing, is like, why? Why does
Yeah.
there need to be a sequel? Like, leave it up to the viewer's imagination of what comes next for those characters. Sometimes it's fine. Like, I'm
What
excited
I'm
we're getting
thinking.
A Quiet Place 3. Like, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I
But
guess. But I'm also like thinking that, like, for example, okay, so for The Devil Wears Prada 2, I'm like, if Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway and Emily Blunt are all back, it
and
means this,
Tooch.
and Stanley, it means the script must be good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would think so.
You know, because like for you to accept the role, you know, after all
Yeah.
these years, I mean,
Yeah.
like, I don't know. I think you have to be like, you know what, this is a good story, you
And the thing
know?
is, they're still busy. They're booked and busy.
Yeah, they're not gonna waste their
So,
time.
exactly. Yeah. Like, I just saw a trailer yesterday. Emily Blunt's going to be in something with Dwayne Johnson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It actually looks pretty good. It's based on a true story about like a UFC, like MMA fighter from like the
Oh, I
80s.
think I saw it. Yes.
It's an
Yeah.
A24.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like she's in so much right
They're all
now,
busy. Yeah.
and Tooch is busy making Italian cookbooks,
I
and
fucking love that. And his show
I
on
know.
Netflix or HBO or whatever.
Yeah,
Tushy
so
in Italy, something like that.
exactly. Like they're all busy. So
Yeah.
I agree. It has to be a good script for I think all of them to come back. And
That
Kenneth
is all.
Branagh is in it,
Yeah.
which he's kind of like, because he's a Shakespearean actor. So
Whatever. Yeah.
I know. And he was obviously in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
He was
Yeah.
Professor Lockhart. But so it has to be a good script.
Yeah, that's
Has
what
to
I'm
be.
thinking. But I'm like, I think like there's so many sequels and prequels coming out right now. I'm like,
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's like they try to feed into like the
nostalgia, like.
or like the average viewer. You know, because you and I, like, we're picky about the films that we watch, and like, we like good movies. Like, we know what
Yeah.
a good movie is.
Yeah.
People aren't like us most of the time, you know? Like,
Yeah.
they watch like C-rated things and they think it's great,
Yeah.
you know? And
Yeah.
we're like, that was the biggest pile of poo I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So, you know, they want to get butts in seats, they want to make money for the studios. So,
Yes. I mean, if we
Yeah.
did learn something from the studios that they don't give a fuck and they just want to make money.
Oh
Yeah.
my gosh, if that's really what it's like, what a fucking
I gotta
eye-opener.
ask Joe if he watched it because he had told me. He's
He
like,
must
that's
have.
next on my list. So
Yeah. Anybody who
it's
hasn't seen it, guys, come on. If you
yeah,
don't watch anything else, the studio,
it's so
please.
well done.
It's
It's
so well
just,
done.
I can't
Amazing
imagine the
cast.
amount of rehearsal either. Like,
Oh my God,
over and
no.
over. Like, that one scene, I think it's like episode two or something that they're trying to catch the sunset. That whole thing behind the quote unquote cameras, I was like, this
That's
is
so good.
perfection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
Yeah.
this is like top. Like, going to acting school right now must be so fucking hard. You
Yeah.
know, to nail shit like this. Like, that
That's
is the
true.
standard of acting right now. It just
Yeah.
feels so real. I think that's all I have for today. Do you have
Yeah.
anything else?
I mean, like, I watched a couple other things, but, like, I don't know anything that's really, like, great. I watched Barbarian, which,
How was
but
it?
yeah, I
It's
watched it
really good.
when I visited Carrie and Melinda, because they like horror movies. And they're like,
Barbarian is so fucked up.
have you seen it? And I was like, no, you know me, I don't really watch those. So they were like, we're watching it, we're putting it on. So I was like,
That
okay,
had they
fine.
seen it? Are they doing it? Were they
Yeah.
doing a rewatch?
Oh, yeah, they watch horror movies like over and over and over again.
That's fucked up for you because I'm like, that one is gruesome. Like, that one is.
Mama. I know, but it was actually pretty good.
It's
I did
so
like
well
it.
done. And I'm
Yeah.
surprised that there are no like haunted houses about it because that one is
Should be.
very, very, very creepy.
That would
Like,
scare the shit out of me.
extremely creepy. And it's, I just
Yeah.
felt so real too.
Well, yeah, because they're in a, like, I wanted to know more. Like, I liked that they went back and like kind of showed like how it became, but like I still wanted more. So I did like it. And then one other thing, I watched another documentary. It's a little bit older. It's on Peacock. It's
What's it
called
called?
Anatomy of Lies.
Oh, the
And
one about Grey's Anatomy?
yeah,
Yes, I did watch it.
okay, yeah.
Very good. Very fucked up. I
So
cannot
fucked
believe that
up.
fucking lady.
If I
Yeah.
see her on the
Punch in the
street,
face. Just tell her that it's from you and me.
I'm gonna kick her in the ovaries.
Yes, just
Cunt punt.
a double.
Boom, cat, a boom, cat.
Literally,
Yeah.
and then, like a fucking bowl change in the middle, but
Pirouette and kick.
yep,
Yeah.
yeah, it's very, very fucked up. Oof.
It's really good, but yeah, wow. So
And I
definitely
had no
see it.
idea that was going on behind the scenes either, you know.
Oh my God. And then it's so interesting too, because like when you watch it from the viewer's point of view, like that's what we're doing, right? And then you see that, oh, this episode that I watched is actually based on
I
someone
was
else's
watching it and I
actual
was like,
trauma.
I love that show and I can't believe I watch all these episodes with a different mindset.
Yeah, I
You
mean, it
know?
changes things because I wonder about that sometimes when I read books. Like, where do authors come up with some of their inspiration for some of these things, especially like horror and like thrillers? Because some of them are pretty fucked up. So I'm like, where do they come up with these things? So, when you get the answer,
I guess, yeah.
yeah, sometimes you
Oof.
wish you hadn't.
Oof.
It's good though, so.
I do want to watch just my one last thing. I do want to watch Weapons because it got 100 on Rotten Tomatoes.
I saw that trailer the first time and I was like, that looks
That's
good.
gonna be good. Yeah.
And I mean, I like the cast because it's the young gal
Ozark.
from Ozark. Josh Brolin is in it. Love him. So yeah, it does look good. Oh,
Yeah,
and
I want to watch it really bad.
are you going to see Freaky or Friday in the
No,
theater?
honey, I can't spend that money on that. I it's gonna be on Disney on Hulu.
I
Disney
can't
Hulu.
wait. I can't
Of
wait. I saw the
course you
original.
can.
I saw the original three times in the theater. I've
Of
never ever
course
seen a
you did.
movie
Your
more
fellow
than once.
redhead. You're
And
like, I
Jamie Lee
gotta support
Curtis.
my people. Yeah, but I just can't spend money on that. You know, like I will spend money on weapons.
Okay.
Yeah, give me that dark shit.
I know you do like it.
Fuck me up.
Well, you go watch that dark shit, and
And
I'm
oh,
gonna
now I'm
go.
on a Love Island UK wave.
Oh, God.
Brain shrinking,
It never
but now with an accent.
It never ends. And then there was that couple from like season six that broke up, and she, Janae.
I don't know. I'm on season five. I did not why we
I
didn't go
don't
to the first seasons because they're like fucking 60 episodes. Because they
know.
record every night. So I
That's
mean every
insane.
day. I'm like, no, we're gonna go to the ones that they did not record every day.
I just saw it on TikTok because you know how TikTok be.
Just I would say watch it, but just don't because it just hooks you in because it's so garbage.
There's so many other things I have to watch. I
Put your
can't.
time on those.
Yeah.
Untamed, I would recommend that.
Okay, I do
Yeah.
need to watch it, even though my
Yeah.
mom told me all about
Oh, fuck.
But that's okay. I'll still
Yeah.
watch it. Like it's a good show and for
Okay.
the acting. So yeah, and I don't think it was supposed to get picked up, and they picked it up for a second season. So that's
Yeah, because
good.
I think it should be picked up for a second season. Or it could be dropped. I don't know.
That and then there was Department Q on Netflix was picked up for a second season. So I
Okay.
need to watch that because that
Okay.
was like number one for weeks. It did really, really well.
Okay, I gotta look that one up then.
So those are our recommendations.
Recommendation, nice little catch up, everyone. Next week, we'll let you know what we're watching for next week.
War on the World.
I think we should. If it's available, if they're not charging me shit, we'll watch it. If they're charging me, I'll be like, fuck you. I'm not paying shit for
Amazon?
0%. It said it was an Amazon Prime.
I am not paying to see something that's 0%.
No.
Like,
Although
I'm
it would be a
not.
great comedy show, but still.
Yeah, like I'm cheap, but I'm.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it. I see it.
Is it
Says
free?
it's include says it's included with Prime. So
Okay.
it's free to watch, baby. It's number two in the US right now.
Of course, because people love the tea. They're
I
like, let's
know.
see what this is about.
I think people love to watch bad things, which I appreciate. I'm one of those people.
Yeah,
We're
well,
gonna
we're
watch
gonna
it.
discuss it. Yep.
So let's
Well,
go.
let's go, team. Go watch it and then come to next episode where we're gonna discuss this top-tier movie.
Great
Thank you
ratings.
guys. Thank you guys for listening to us. Do not rate us like that movie was rated.
God, please, no 0%.
No,
I
please.
hope we're a little better than
I
that.
think so. I think so. Rate, review, subscribe, and thank you for listening.
Till next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.